But I'm going to pray for Karen as she's going to come up and share this morning. As she brings the word, also shares a little bit of what she's been involved in with CAP, a very important season ahead. So let me pray for you, Karen. Put my hand on your shoulder if that's all right. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Karen. We thank you for who she is. We thank you for what she brings. We thank you for her heart, her passion, and her zeal for you. And Lord, we pray this morning as she brings your word, as she shares encouragement. And Lord, that you would be glorified and honored and you would use her now. So open our hearts to receive from you, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, good morning again. It's a calmer section now. So as you know, my name is Karen. I've been part of Beck family here for 14 years, along with David and our kids. And I've also been more recently working as a debt coach for Christians Against Poverty for the last 3.5 years. I stepped up to be centre manager last November. And so it's my job as debt centre manager to grow a healthy team and to promote the work of CAP in rugby. So CAP Rugby is now in its 15th year, having been commissioned by Revive Churches Together back in 2009. And for that duration, it has been supported by Beck as its key partner, along with a number of other churches in the town, through prayer, finance, and with the provision of governance as well through the work of the trustees. Just a really massive thank you to the trustees at this time. They're doing so much support for me at the moment. So I come with a heartfelt thank you. And as a Beck member, I'm really proud of our partnership with CAP. Also have thanks to all of you who are currently on team with me, volunteering your time and energy to support our centre and sharing the love of Jesus with our clients. At the minute, we've got Jan Wilding, Judith Lake, Ian Coburn, Wendy Deves, Jeff Cotterill, and Kate Clements as well in her role as a money coach. Thank you as well to many of you who've supported us in the past as valued members of our team. Thank you to those who pray for us, to those who support us financially, and to those who faithfully donate to CAP UK through being a life changer, which is financially supporting the work at head office in Bradford. And also, thank you to all those who have had the courage to call CAP for debt help, whether in years gone by or at present. It is always our privilege to be welcomed into your home and to journey with you on the road to becoming debt-free, whatever that takes. So it's important to say at this moment that the issues around debt can affect anyone. And I know that there will be those of you here today or watching online who are currently struggling with unmanageable debt or have a family member or friend that you are trying to support. Please know that there is hope and help for your situation. It's just a phone call away. So before I get stuck in, it's probably worth taking a moment to reflect quietly on our own views around debt, what understanding we have about debt, or what our own experiences have been. There is no them and us when it comes to debt, just like there isn't a them and us when it comes to sin. The Bible does teach on the wisdom of good financial stewardship and the folly of making poor choices. However, it's our attitudes to one another that we need to address if we desire to see God transform our community through his body, the church. Assuming that Beck is representative of the wider UK population, then statistically, 1 in every 6 here today, adults, are living under the weight of unmanageable debt. Across the UK population, that looks like 8 million people. Just take a look around you for a moment. Go on, everyone, look around the room. How many of us are here? I don't know. Is there 150 or something? Maybe more. 1 in every group of 6 people could be significantly struggling with their financial situation. It is essential that we talk about debt and respond with favour and understanding to those in need. It's also reported that 1 in 5 of us in the UK are living in poverty. That's 14.4 million people of all ages. In Matthew 26, verse 11, Jesus says that there will always be the poor among you. Isn't it interesting that he didn't eradicate poverty and injustice when he lived on earth, or disease or suffering for that matter? Instead, he has broken the power of sin and death by his crucifixion and resurrection, and he calls on his church to meet the needs of the poor and administer his favour and love to a hurting world. And this connects us with our morning's theme of the kingdom of heaven. Earlier, I shared that life in the kingdom of heaven is about growth and transformation. God taking our smallness to reveal his bigness and splendour, however long it takes. But this is not some weird ego exercise performed by an insecure deity. God's transforming work in us is for the flourishing of the world around us, to bring protection, provision, healing, joy, peace, and ultimately display to the world who God is. In addition to the kingdom of heaven being like a mustard seed that sees spectacular growth, another tree reference in the Bible is found in Isaiah 61, verse 3. It says, "They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor." But who are they in verse 3 here? The two previous verses speak of an anointed one who is empowered by the Spirit of God to bring good news to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for those in captivity, to bring comfort to those who mourn, provision for those who grieve, an exchange of deep sorrow for beauty, and transform despair into praise. But it's not the anointed one who is called an oak of righteousness here. It's the broken people being transformed by the Spirit, who are a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. The acorns that become the oaks of righteousness are the poor, the brokenhearted, the captive, those who mourn and grieve, those living in sorrow and despair. Wow! In God's kingdom, he takes the broken and insignificant, the oppressed and marginalized, those hurting and unseen. He rescues all of us from our captivity to sin and brings total transformation to our lives, which brings glory to Jesus. When we put our trust in Jesus, he gives us new life. He makes us clean. He wipes away our guilt and shame. So the acorns become the oaks of righteousness, which in turn are anointed by the Spirit to ultimately find more acorns that become a planting of the Lord for his splendor. And so the flourishing continues in the kingdom of heaven. Our world is crying out for healing and wholeness. I believe this is only found in Jesus by his Holy Spirit. If we think that the Bible simply offers good guidance and instruction for life, then it becomes merely a spiritual self-help book. But God's kingdom is not one of talk and clever words, but of power, 1 Corinthians 4, verse 20, and transformation. And this is what Christians Against Poverty seeks to carry into the lives of those seeking debt help. So let me tell you a little bit more about CAP. So people contact us via our 0800 help nutline who are in financial crisis, carrying shame, embarrassment, and a fear of an uncertain future. It's our job at CAP to serve them with love and compassion, to listen well and without judgment. We never pay directly for anyone's debts, but support clients to take control of their finances and provide them with a plan and the best advice to become debt-free. It's a real pleasure to offer prayer to clients too, inviting Jesus into the midst of their situation. Clients are always free to say no thanks to prayer, but we find that it's rarely the case. Our debt centre offers a unique, in-depth and client-centred service delivered in their home by a Christian debt coach trained by CAP with the support of the accredited debt advisors based at our Bradford office. And this service is totally free. We work through 3 appointments, which in reality may take more than 3 visits to complete, but we're flexible. This is because CAP's debt help is designed to accommodate those with complex needs and vulnerabilities that extend beyond their financial situation. Of the clients that I have supported over the last year, the additional challenges on top of their mounting debts have included regular visits from bailiffs, marriage separation, long stays in hospital, pregnancy, police visits at the home, new cancer diagnosis, abortion procedure, loss of work, bereavement, court trial, and becoming homeless. With CAP's holistic approach, we can work at the client's pace and offer the support that is needed for each individual, and we get to commit it all to God in prayer. Befrienders, our volunteers, are an essential part of the team and come from across the churches in Rugby. They support clients during appointments with us as the debt coach and offer the practical, emotional and spiritual support that clients need to see success in their journey. There'll be more about befriending a bit later. Last year, across the UK, CAP supported 8,306 households on their journey out of debt across 260 debt centres, with a total of 2,292 people becoming debt-free. That's 191 folks debt-free every month. In Rugby, we supported 15 new clients, and an additional 9 clients went debt-free between February and July. This brings us great joy. Of the new CAP clients in 2023, the main drivers of debt were mental ill health, low income, and relationship breakdown. Long-term illness and problems budgeting were also listed, among others. Of the new clients who sought help from CAP last year, the average household debt amounted to £11,554 across an average of 12 creditors. So the creditors are those individuals or companies that they owe money to. For many of our clients, this is equivalent to their entire year's income. Over the years, low income has consistently come out as one of the main drivers of debt amongst our clients, and the rising cost of living has pushed millions of households to the edge. Poverty pushes people into debt, and debt pushes people into poverty. For those seeking debt help with CAP in 2023, nearly 6 out of 10 households fell below the UK poverty line. This poverty line is set by the Department of Work and Pensions at 60% of the median household income in the UK after housing costs, so extract any costs for rent or mortgage. For CAP clients, the average household income after these housing costs was just £14,500 a year, which boils down to £200 less a month than the poverty line set for households in the UK. More than half of new clients last year were reliant on Social Security as their sole source of income. But as you're probably aware, benefits have not kept pace with the rates of inflation. And as a result, there has been a significant rise of people using credit cards and loans to pay for their basic household bills. We know that using a credit card to purchase one-off items can help to smooth out the cost over time. However, if regular borrowing is made to cover an inadequate income or pay off other debts, this can lead to an endless cycle of debt. In last year's client survey, 60% of clients had borrowed money to cover the cost of household bills, in particular council tax and water. 58% had borrowed to buy food and clothing, and almost half had borrowed money to make payment toward other debts. It may seem obvious, but when there's not enough coming in to pay for the essentials, you can't budget your way out. And this was the case for one of the clients that I met this year, the beautiful Joyce. So I'm just going to recount to you here what she has shared with me of her journey. She told me, "I've always understood the value of money. However, I can't really remember a time when I was living without debt. There was just never enough money to cover my basic needs, like pay the bills and feed the family. So I fed the family. Before I contacted CAP, life was stressful. Debts had built up over the years. I had left work to become a full-time carer for multiple family members and was living on benefits, so unable to increase my income. I had been in control of my debt repayments from my council tax until one payment was missed, and this quickly escalated to letters from the bailiffs. And to top it off, it was just before Christmas. I felt sick and nauseous with worry. I would leave home for the school run in the morning and then stay away all day until returning with the kids for fear of the bailiffs coming. I had to keep my doors locked, my head down. I wouldn't answer the phone and was getting bombarded by text messages and emails. Even when I tried to respond to the creditors, they wouldn't listen. I was at my wit's end. I was trapped in a corner and realised it was time to face my situation. This was probably the hardest step. I was aware of CAP through the local church. When I made the call to CAP, the call handler was so kind and understanding. He reassured me and told me what to do next. This eased my situation immediately. I met with my local debt coach. Our first chat was in the car outside my house because my front room was my bedroom at the time. Over the following 3 months, we met 3 times in a neutral location and ate homemade cake by the lovely befriender Joan, and she makes good cake. Although it was still a stressful time, this was eased by sharing the load with them and knowing that they cared and didn't judge me. The hardest part was getting the information together, but there was always someone to help me or talk to on the phone. When I received my debt advice, it was for insolvency. Insolvency just means unable to pay debt. I had an internal battle about accepting the offer of this debt relief order, which would clear all of my debts, as I wanted to pay my debts back. However, my budget showed that there was no surplus cash at the end of the week, which explained why life had been so difficult. I couldn't believe there was help for me like this. I'm very thankful. Since working with CAP, I feel fabulous. Before, life felt stressful and trapped. Now it's freedom. There's no hiding anymore. Joyce's advice to anyone weighed down with debt is just make the call. People are there to help you. You're not on your own, even though you might feel like it. So Joyce was one of the fortunate ones whose budget covered her essential needs. However, 47% of CAP clients have an unsustainable or negative budget, even after receiving debt help. So about 10 years ago, it was about 10%, and it's now 47%. This means that before a single penny is offered or paid to their debts, they still do not have enough to survive. Household bills and daily living costs exceed the income of nearly 1 in 2 of our clients. And despite some recent reductions in inflation and some prices coming down, our clients are still left struggling to make ends meet. As it's becoming clear, unmanageable debt comes with an overwhelming amount of pressure, leading people to live in a state of fear and worry. Trapped beneath the heavy debris left by debt and poverty, unable to see any means of escape, people are pushed to devastating lengths. In this year's survey, 46% of respondents said that they had considered or attempted suicide as their route out of debt. This is one of the highest percentages we have seen since CAP began in 1996 and highlights the vicious power of debt to convince people that there is no way out. It is of huge importance that the people in our town here in Rugby know that there is free help available for them, that they no longer need to remain isolated or at the end of their rope because of problem debt. And this is where the local church, our church, amongst the others in the town, have so much to give. CAP offers its expert advice through the local church, those who are willing to serve with Jesus' love and compassion at the centre. CAP is called a church movement. Through CAP's debt help, we can transform people's financial statements, but only Jesus can transform hearts and lives forever. Sharing the good news of life with God with a practical demonstration of his grace and kindness through debt help is a powerful way to reveal God's love to those in need. And so as we seek to carry the kingdom of heaven wherever we go, with stories of acorns becoming oak trees and the Spirit's power transforming us. That is what we seek to do, to carry the kingdom of heaven wherever we go. And so as the debt centre in Rugby, I just want to give you an extra little bit of detail again about who we are and what we're up to and who we're meeting. So we love the fact that we are across the churches. I think 7 or 8 churches are represented in our team. We don't actually have a physical debt centre. It's virtual. We actually meet in clients' homes or other neutral spaces and work from home. And our role, our whole passion, is to share Jesus' love and compassion as we deliver their debt help. So, as I've said already, this last year, simply down to the fact that I'm the only debt coach in the centre at the minute, we have seen 15 new clients. This will increase as we increase our team. It says there that it's up to 11 visits for those 3 appointments. There's shed loads more hours on top of that to actually work through the different challenges that come. And we are so joy-filled that 9 clients have gone debt-free this year. So we meet our clients, they're referred through to us from the food bank. I'm there once a month and I love to serve up teas and coffees and offer prayer. A lot of folks are coming through from Hope 4 as well, Futures Unlocked and the Family Information Service. The foundation of all that we do is on this slide here, it's prayer. So God has really spoken to me about that as I took on my role, that we have got to be absolutely rooted in and have a foundation of prayer in all its kind of shapes and expressions. One way we try to facilitate that is there's a monthly prayer update by email. There's also an intercessory prayer team who receive weekly calls for prayer. And you are really welcome to join us if you have a passion to intercede for those in need. Also, we need people to get involved. If any of you here would like to work with us at Christians Against Poverty and have time and capacity and flexibility, then please come get more information. So there's going to be an advert coming out at the beginning, mid of October next month for a new debt coach, an additional debt coach. This is an 8 hours a week role and will be funded to work alongside me and support the centre. Also, our befriending team, just a little story from Ian Coburn just last week. What I love about the variety and diversity of our befrienders is that they're just as varied and diverse as our clients. And God seems to totally bless, like, which befriender turns up for which client, of whom, you know, I don't know much, if anything, really, about the clients. So Enan has come, and he's doing a journey with me at the moment with the gentleman, and they both love motorbikes. What are the chances? Paul Rogers came with me a year or so ago with a guy, and guess what? They both loved football. This isn't every client that I come across. So there's sometimes a really wonderful connection. And one way that Ian was able to use his role to support, encourage his client was to take his client out. And so they went to the Caffeine and Machine Cafe in Stratford-upon-Avon, which I just thought, that was just brilliant. So it really is, whoever you are, you bring who you are to the role and you come and bring your blessing. Yes, we have a prayer team. We meet monthly as well from folks across the town. You're really welcome to join us if ever you want to. And we have Kate Clements in her role as money coach. There's a new, I hope you've seen in our newsletter, money coaching starting on Friday in town. It's free. Come and get more information from me if you'd like to become a boss of your budget. So that's people. And the next P is provision. So please consider sponsoring us, supporting us financially for all that we're doing. There are two streams of giving for CAP. There is one for the actual our debt centre here. It's an account trading under Beck Church, but it's an individual account for us. We are in charge of raising our funds. And there's also those who support CAP UK as life changers through a different route. And both clearly are essential for the support of one another to fulfil this role. I'm just setting up as well at the moment, just giving. I've got a new QR code for that, but I've also got paper forms and gift aid forms for those who like to set up their own standing orders. Just to give an idea here on the next slide is actually how much it costs to currently journey with a client to become debt-free. It's looking there at £950. And this is because of the high face-to-face hours that we spend with clients, bearing in mind as well that some folks are journeying with us for sometimes 6 months, but then other times it's up to 6 years, and that's just that one cost, and we can give them all the time that they need for success. That looks like £79 a month across a year to support a single client to become debt-free. We are currently running at a deficit in our budget of £300 a month. And so we really are looking not simply for cash injection, but partnership, relationship with all different kinds of people across the town. Because it's really important that CAP is a church movement, that folks are signed up as individuals and as whole communities, because I'm longing to see my clients come into church community. And so if hearts are already prepared and aware and softened for anyone who might come through the door, that's the kind of partnership that we're after at CAP Rugby. And the next slide, please. So we are now entering a season of fundraising. I think the last big fundraiser was 8 years ago. It's running from September now until March next year. Our target for our 15th anniversary is £15,000. That actually just gets our kind of bare minimum costs in to be able to fund a debt coach for 2 years and then some additional costs that need to be met. So we're already beginning on this fundraiser. We've applied for our first grant funding and we have been awarded this by some of the Warwickshire County Councillors. They have awarded us our full request of £5,000. So what I hadn't realised was how exciting that is. Because I've had letters back from them, I've emailed them, and then they've emailed back saying, we're so pleased to partner with you. And I'm like, really? This is so cool. So this is actually about a bigger reach for others who, Warwickshire, I've seen just so much displays of awareness for those in need across our town. So alongside faith communities, there are those with wonderful, passionate hearts. So thank you, Warwickshire County Councillors. Also coming up, I hope you have seen Debt Relief Day. This is my idea. This is not a national thing. It was the Holy Spirit, actually, because I would not have come up with this. We're having Debt Relief Day, Friday the 25th of October, next month. Go back a bit, if you want. Yeah, no, actually, stay there. I'm hoping to get 20 people signed up who are willing to be a participant to wear There's more, people. To wear briefs for debt relief. The point being that a little ribbon won't do it, okay? We want to raise awareness of debt help because some things are embarrassing, but getting help with your debts isn't one of them. Okay, I even rung head office to ask permission to put their logo on underwear, and they said yes. So we're running with this. So yeah, I have one person signed up at the minute and myself. And so please, I've heard interest from 8 other people, but I need those sign-ups. You will receive, in fact, Chris is going to help me here, aren't you, brother? Yeah. Yeah, there's boy pants, there's girl pants, yeah. People. Yeah. These are age 5 to 6. It's the new beanie. It's the new beanie. You don't have to do that, by the way. You do. You can take those off if you want. But, yeah. So, right. So, for those who are willing, not everyone will be, if it sets your head into a spin doing this, then please sponsor us and please share our link as well. And if you have hair, you can do things. You've got hair, Chris. So, on the day of Debt Relief Day, hopefully, folks will have the target, the challenge of raising £250. Don't worry if you don't hit that target, but that's the aim. 20 participants will raise, therefore, £5,000, which is 1 year of Debt Coach funding. There's going to be times to meet on Debt Relief Day. There's a brief encounter for free lunch. Yeah, there's going to be the newspaper there. I'm inviting the mayor, the councillors, and our MP just to come and tell our story. And also in the evening, there's going to be the 15th birthday party, the debrief. The debrief. Thank you. So, we would love to put kind of tickets out for that for anyone just to come and celebrate with us to have a fish and chip supper and get Cap on the map. So, essentially, though, this is the final slide. If you are here and you are in need of debt help, there is no better time than this week, than today. We can't do it today, sorry, tomorrow. To ring our 0800 number and to ask for help or to pass our number on. I've got lots of things that you can pick up from our table out there to pass on to anyone that you know that might have need. And so there we go. We seek to take the kingdom of God wherever we go, and hopefully that involves laughing, but it also involves weeping with others and bringing Jesus into the picture. So thank you for listening. Thanks, Chris.